So this presentation, I'm going to switch gears here, talk about the effect of sea cotton cleaner speeds on machine performance. And this is the second year of a study we've done. I think the first year's results were reported at Beltwatt a couple years ago, and we've done some other analysis since then, and they're in a few places as well. Why do we want to improve it? We know our Sol-Type Link cleaners are effective cleaning machines. They remove good fiber, though, along with that trash, and they break fibers, create nets. And we can see here, you know, the first stage in a picker harvest of gin. This is some data we've had at the gin labs for, you know, a number of studies. So that first stage one, you see it's removing maybe 21 pounds of material per bale. The second stage, maybe 9 with picker harvested. It's a little more with the stripper harvested. However, that fiber waste, if you look, so the first stage you're looking at 25-30% of that material is fiber. And this is, I think most of these studies, it was actually, you know, not most. This was, you know, fiber, probably not the quality that we're putting in the bale, but it was fiber that was more than what you'd see in a boat bale. You're just, it wasn't all short fiber. But that second stage link cleaner, up to half that material is actual fiber. So one thing we have to keep in mind in our cleaning work is that the main goal we have is to just basically match the color and leaf grade is kind of the term. And you can look at the loan charts and see, you know, usually this is a 31.3, 41.4. And, you know, there may be some situations where you have a contract that pays more for something different. But we don't want to clean more than whatever maximizes that value because we're losing material. And at that point, you know, that lost material is worth a lot more than improving the leaf grade, just a little more. So, and of course, we want to preserve fiber quality at a textile mill, and doing more link cleaning breaks fibers and creates nips. So the idea here is that maybe we can improve seed cotton cleaning and achieve desired leaf grades or desired leaf grades on more bales, a greater percentage, with just one lint cleaner. Should probably improve turnout as well, which would increase your producer's bottom line. Preserve fiber quality, and the seed cotton cleaners are generally using less energy per bale than the lint cleaners as well. Again, we might also reduce some of our discounts due to high leaf grades, the 5s, the 6s. Maybe get out more extraneous matter. How might we do this? Well, one way that we see a lot of gins now, they're using variable speed drives. The cost on those has come to a point where it's pretty practical to use them in a lot of gin applications. Real issue is, you know, we need to know how we would use this in a gin. And of course, the cost of putting one in is significantly lower than putting another cleaner, which might cost, you know, somewhere near $100,000 or more. Past research shows that faster speeds may improve cleaning, but we really need some more research to show a few things. There's not a lot of data on there on the fiber loss from these cleaners when you speed them up. And also the quality effects, you know, are we going to create more nips in the seed cotton cleaners? We know they create some, but are we going to significantly impact that? We don't know. So our objectives in this study are to determine the effect of higher operating speeds on the performance of seed cotton cleaners. And we're looking at both the cylinder cleaner, which is where a lot of this work has been done in terms of the cylinder speed, as well as the stick machine, and that's the saw speed. Of course, we speed up the main drive on the machine, and everything's connected, so everything increases proportionally. We're going to look at how that affects foreign matter removal, also fiber loss and seed loss as well. And see how these cleaner speeds affect turnout, fiber quality, bale value. Kind of our test here, cylinder cleaner speeds, we started at the standard speed, went up to double that. And there's three intermediate speeds there. Both the first and second stage cylinder cleaners, we're using a standard recommended sequence of equipment for picker harvested cotton. We're the same for each test. Same thing with the stick machine. We went from the standard speed, and that's the speed on the primary saw, to double that. And the stick machine, when you double the speed, it really tends to vibrate a lot. So I don't think that would be good to run, even if it did a much better job cleaning. But, you know, we're doing research. We want to test that. So we tested each cylinder cleaner speed with its standard stick machine speed, and then each stick machine saw speed with the standard cylinder cleaner speed. So we're kind of running two separate experiments in this one at once. We used four cultivars. These are the ones we used for the second year of the study. There were four different ones used in the first year. Obviously, as we've all discussed, you know, the cultivars change so rapidly, there's no way to really, by the time we got all the samples analyzed and we're ready to run it again, you know, we couldn't get those anymore. So this is factorial design, blocked by replication, three replications of it. Kind of our layout here, this is our standard equipment, cylinder cleaner, stick machine, cylinder cleaner. We're collecting fractionation samples before and after the pre-cleaning, moisture samples there, as well as a lint moisture sample. And then we're collecting HVI, aphis, and some Shirley analyzer, which is a gravimetric trash measurement in the lint, before and after a lint cleaner. Our first stage dryer was just minimal drying, just 100 degrees Fahrenheit, just ambient air in our second stage. And we recorded all the weights to keep track of where everything went, and we took a 50-gram sample from the material removed by the cleaners, and this was manually sorted into different components, the different trash components, as well as both loose fiber and seed cotton. And this was something different with the second year, the sort out the different fiber sources. And the seed cotton that was sorted out was hand gin. We ran a statistical analysis on that. So kind of just to summarize the first year, what we saw, you increased cylinder cleaner speed, you increased the amount of material removed, not surprising, also increased fiber loss. Additional cleaning at the higher cylinder cleaner speeds, it was reflected in some of the aphis measurements of trash content, but you know, we're not certain that those are really the best or most useful measurements. And it certainly wasn't reflected in the leaf grade, which is, of course, the major economic parameter there. Of course, all the leaf grades we got from the first year's experiment were ones and twos, which is not a typical thing in the Mid-South. But had some very clean cotton that we had at the lab that year. We found that increasing the stick machine saw speed slightly increased the amount of material removed by the stick machine. It was statistically significant. They were small amounts, though. Seacon cleaner speeds didn't affect any other quality measurements other than that aphis trash content measurement. And really, it was cleaned efficiently at all machine speeds. You know, really, with the cotton we had that year, there wasn't any reason to run faster than standard speed. So we wanted to run this again and hopefully get some dirtier cotton. So looking at the second year's results, this is testing cylinder cleaner speed. Again, we see that, you know, a significant difference as we increase the speed in the amount of foreign matter removed. Now, this is varying cylinder cleaner speeds, and I show the foreign matter removed from the cylinder cleaner, the stick machine, and the second stage cylinder cleaner. So it increases with higher speeds, you get more material removed from your cylinder cleaners. The stick machine, at the high cylinder cleaner speeds, I think because you've removed more of the trash, it actually takes out a little bit less. But your total is still greater at the higher speeds. So looking at fiber and seed loss. So the material removed by the second stage cleaner, we see less fiber and seed loss, but it had a higher percentage. It's taking out a lot less foreign matter and slightly less fiber, but you see it's about half as much. But there's a lot less material removed by it, so it's a much higher percentage. Now, on a percentage basis, we have less fiber loss than seed loss in terms of, you know, we're not losing intact seed cotton. We'll talk a little bit more about that on a slide here in a minute. So both years, fiber and seed loss increased with cylinder speed. One pattern we saw was that generally somewhere around 720, 840 RPM, we'd see a large increase in losses. In other words, those 600 RPM losses, we can go back a slide, they weren't statistically different. It is a real increase, I think, but it's not statistically significant. It doesn't mean that there's not one in terms of, you know, whether it's, you know, of an economic consequence, it would depend on if you get enough benefit in your leaf grade or other extraneous matter cause to justify that. But it's a small difference. Fiber losses in the second year were smaller than the first year, and I think there's two reasons. One, we know our cultivars are different. I didn't put a slide up just in the interest of time, but all the cultivars there's some pretty wide differences on the order of maybe a factor of two or three between the cultivars. And also, we had a different person sorting through the the material removed by the cleaners, and I think they did a better job getting some of the trash out, and so the weights are less in the second year. But there's still fiber removed in both years, and it increases with the speed. So looking at this loose fiber versus sea cotton, most of the fiber removed here, you see those numbers, and there's some significant differences, but it's really small amounts as loose fiber. Now, we did a test, and it's just been published in the Journal of Cotton Science. We were looking at plastic removal, but we also looked at the fiber loss through a cylinder cleaner where we pulled air on it. And in that, most of the fiber that's removed is loose. It's been broken somewhere off the seed. And we've seen this with some data we have from commercial gins as well, that that a lot of the fiber that's taken out by your cylinder cleaners and all, when there's air pulled on the cylinder cleaner, is this loose fiber. But we're not seeing that here because this is just gravity fed. And I think that's, like I said, that's consistent with data we've seen elsewhere. And so I think that, you know, that's one thing when we're doing tests with gravity fed cylinder cleaners we have to be aware of. We're not going to be losing that some of that fiber that's been broken off the seed. But we see what's happening is we're pulling out is seed cotton. And one thing is as the speed increases, that the seeds that are pulled out have more fiber attached. It's much more like a normal lock of seed cotton with a lot of fiber on it. Whereas you can see some of these, I don't have it on there, but the seed loss, there's very little fiber relative to the seed at these low speeds. It's seeds that have, you know, just a small amount of fiber on them. There. So stick machine speeds. We didn't see any significant effect on the amount of foreign matter removed in the second year. First year, like I said, there was slightly more, but the differences were small. So it's not surprising that it wasn't significant this year. No significant effect on fiber loss. There was an increasing trend, but it wasn't significant. There was on seed loss. Some of this is just due to it's a small amount of fiber, and there's a lot of variability in those measurements. So we see it with seed loss, but it's a small amount. It's about half of what it was in the first year. So I think it is losing more material, and you're not really doing much more cleaning, so I don't see any real benefit to speeding up the stick machine at this time from the data we have. So in conclusion, I'll wrap up here quickly. Increasing the cylinder cleaner speeds did increase the amount of foreign matter, but they also increased your fiber and seed loss. And this was similar for both years. The amounts were different, but the pattern was pretty similar. Increasing the stick machine saw speeds, we increased seed loss in year two, but not foreign matter removal or fiber loss. And there were some small significant effects observed in the first year. We don't have the HVI data from from this year, and it's something we need so we can get those leaf grades. We also are actually going to send it to the classing office, which is part of the reason we don't have it, because I haven't done it. We were waiting until the gin season was over, and so we can get some extraneous matter calls to see if, you know, we see any differences in bark, seed coat with the different speeds. And it looks like there may be a benefit to increasing cylinder cleaner speed to something in the range of 600-700 RPM. We see that it's taking more material out, and if it's something, if you were getting some five leaf grades, a high number, you know, that might be that if you had a drive on there, you could, speed it up a little bit, get a little more foreign matter out, reduce those leaf grades to a four or three. And really, what we really need is probably a control system, but some sort of sensor where you could see if there's how much fiber and seed you have in that cleaner waste, so that you know that, you know, I'm losing too much fiber, I need to slow it down, or I could speed it up, vice versa. So with that, I'm done. And want to thank Cotton Incorporated again, because they were funding this second year, our cotton waste sorter, who picks through all the trash. So we appreciate that. It's going to be possible about it.
Got time for a question?
Yeah.
So come on. I know I've seen this, and you've also varied the air.
That, right.
And you were saying there is an optimal, once you increase speed, you start losing more land.
That's correct.
How does the air interact? And also, have you, I'm throwing another variable in, most dinners, you know, if it's leaky cotton, you turn up the heat, try to get it out.
Yeah.
Do you see some sort of would you see some sort of increase there maybe as well?
Well, so with the air, with the study we did there, we were looking at the cylinder cleaner, of course, and you know, there wasn't an interaction between the air flow rate and the speed. But like you said, yeah, higher air flow rates, you know, per foot of width of that cylinder cleaner, you lose more cotton. So it's something you'd expect if you had both high speeds and high air flow rates, you'd certainly lose a lot more. And there's the issue there with the cotton that's been broken off. And remember, this cotton that we're handling, it was machine-picked in the field, brought to the lab in a trailer, and we put it in a mesh bag, then it ran through a separator. So that's all that's been handled. So somewhere in there, that fiber is being broken off the seat. And we're not losing it in our gravity-fed cylinder cleaner. We are in our when we're pulling air through the cylinder cleaner.
I guess my point is, if you increase the speed, you're going to have to make sure you're monitoring your air.
Right. And really, that's why I think, you know, I think it's reasonable if you had the capability. I wouldn't go out and buy a drive to do it, but if for some other reason you already had one on one and you were aware of the fact that you might lose some more fiber and seed, you could turn the speed up a little bit if you needed a little more cleaning. You can also turn the heat up. That's well demonstrated in the literature that turning the heat up will remove some more.
Joe?
Yeah, we start talking about increasing speeds of commercial machines and units. They need to be aware of
the
balance issue.
That's very true.
And the wider the machine, the more critical that is.
And again, you need to talk to your manufacturer for that. So.
And also the decrease in the bearing life for the higher RPM.
Right. I mean, there's certainly, you know, we're doing research here. This is, and I'm not telling people to speed the machine to go. Yeah.
One more question.
Yeah. I think that subject is very interesting. I wonder if you also took measurements in terms of the cost benefits to the end, I would say, the farmer.
Well, Mike's point about the cost and benefit to the farmer, yeah, that's really what we're missing right now. We need the HVI data so we can. In the first year, we calculated, you know, bale values and all from this, and because all the leaf grades were ones and twos, there wasn't any effect. Yeah. Right. That's certainly, if this ever evolved into a commercial system, you'd wanna have a control system. I mean, it's.
Is it all done on Kayla, or you also did
No, this is all, we're in Stoneville. This is all upland cotton, so.